Welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Before we get into tonight's program, I have to say that if you are listening to this show live or in the week of December 6, 2012, if you've been feeling things were very strange today, you're right along there with the rest of us. It was very weird. And it's like, you know, moments of great peace interspersed with moments of what? and you've got to be kidding me. It was just really weird today. And I mean, I can tell you that since the lunar eclipse, most of the people that I know that I consider solidly on the path of enlightenment have been feeling very peaceful. And it's like we don't get overly excited about things. We don't get overly upset about things. It's just, you know, peace. And that's really a nice thing, you know. And it's just kind of funny to have a day where everything kind of goes wonky and you go, what the hell? So if your day was like that, you're not alone. We kind of all went through it today. And it was pretty interesting, if nothing else. And I mean, I have to laugh now, you know, now that it's done with. I have to laugh at some of the things that were said by people who are obviously stuck in 3D. And, boy, it was pretty funny, actually, in retrospect. Wasn't too funny at the time. It was like, wow, this is strange. But anyway, so I hope you can laugh at whatever happened with your day today. So now for tonight and for the weeks leading up to Christmas, you're going to get me babbling along about Christmas, about various things that hopefully will help you get through the Christmas holidays. So a little bit similar to Thanksgiving. The difference is that Thanksgiving is the most violent holiday of the year. People get into arguments. They commit mayhem upon each other. It's a very strange kind of a holiday. You know, you would think a holiday for gratitude would be peaceful, but no. Most of the time it's not. Christmas is violent in a different way. During that time, and I include Hanukkah with this too, because basically it's, you know, pretty much all about the same time. But what happens mostly with these holidays is more of self-inflicted mayhem from people who are really lonely, you know, feeling sad about their lives, feeling sorry for whatever has happened in their lives that maybe has distanced them from friends and relatives. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on, a lot of people that commit suicide over the holidays. So if you're one of those contemplating that, please stop, okay? There is nothing in your life that's bad enough to warrant committing suicide, first of all, okay? No matter who you're missing, no matter what terrible things you've done or had done to you, or whatever hardships you're experiencing, it will get better, okay? Even if you've, you know, done the ultimate bad deed and gotten stuck in jail for a long time, it can still get better, okay? So please do realize I'm telling you the truth. In the darkest hour, when you're down on your knees and begging for help, I'll tell you what, things can change in an instant. So just keep that at the forefront so that you can get through whatever it is that you're going through. Okay? It's all part of the human condition. And when you get past it, you'll realize that whatever was going on, it's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you a better person if you choose to let it. Okay? This is a choice universe. And yeah, bad things happen to good people. But that's what happens in a free will universe, you know? So those who choose to do bad things or to commit evil, as we say, okay, well, they get that choice, you know, and things will get straightened out when it's all over. So before we go into tonight's program, which is going to address not feeling like it's the holidays, we're going to start with that one, okay? But let me first mention our sponsors, starlights.com, that's with two R's, and alternativecancer.us. And if you haven't checked those sites out, please do. They have some marvelous products, a lot of free help on there. Lots of things just to help you through life and make it more enjoyable. And by the way, if you go to starlights.com, you will find lots of really interesting products there that are pretty and fun and beautiful and, you know, great music and things like that. So please do check that out. In fact, the first time I looked at it, I said, ooh, because, you know, I like that stuff too. So I have quite a selection of all kinds of interesting new agey type of music and sacred sounds and things like that. Which brings me to, how are you feeling about the holidays right now? And if you're like most of the people I've been talking to, everybody's telling me, I don't feel like it's the holidays. I don't have any Christmas spirit. It doesn't feel like it used to. You know, pick your choice of phrase there. Or I'm not feeling very Christmassy. Well, if you're like me, Christmas is really one of my favorite times of year. First of all, it's because I love the weather. Now, maybe if I was back east or way up north, I might reconsider that, but I don't know. I kind of enjoy all kinds of weather. And I love the wintertime, and I really appreciate it, especially living in the Southwest, because it gets damn hot here about July, you know? And that's about when I start referring to this area as Outer West Hell. And most people would agree with me. So in the wintertime, I really appreciate when that cold snap is in the air. And, you know, when you can sit down with a nice cup of hot chocolate and, you know, put a fire in the fireplace. Or just, you know, even be out hiking and start a little campfire and just kind of sit around and contemplate life. It's a quiet time. It's meant to be a time of rest. You know, we already went through the harvest. That was Thanksgiving. So now we're approaching the longest nights of the year. Until about, I forget when the solstice is, 22nd or 23rd. And let me just mention that the solstice in the wintertime is not about darkness. It's about bringing light. And so on the solstice day, you're coming out of the darkness into the light. And so it might kind of spark you a little bit if you had a little solstice ceremony. And I did this one time. I promised everybody I was going to tell this story about the best party I ever gave that I wasn't at. And it actually happened. It was a solstice party. And it was a year after my husband had passed. And I had this big, huge house, beautiful house. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to have a solstice party. And I had it all planned out. I had all the food and the booze and the interesting people invited, a really great mix of people. And I had bought these little candles because what I wanted to do was give the gift of light to people. And so I found these really cool candles. You know, they were feng shui candles and they were like little square frosted glass things that said things like peace and hope and joy and just found all manner of really interesting candles. And so I had planned to put them on a big platter and let people choose their candle as they came in. And then at a certain point, we were going to all get together, and we were going to turn out the lights in the house and light one candle, and from that candle light everybody else's. Just kind of a cool little thing to do, you know? And it's just so cool to see the wonder in people's eyes when they do this. It's like, yeah, hey, this is like kicking up some ancient memories, you know, DNA-type memories. So I thought that'd be really cool. Well, I knew something was coming for me that was not going to be pleasant. Had nothing to do with the solstice. Had to do with the fact that I was very upset when my husband passed unexpectedly. I mean, he was the love of my life, you know, my twin flame, yada, 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 you know. So it was very difficult to go through that period. And I didn't realize that that I hadn't made it out safely, because I knew in the summertime I was in trouble. Okay, I knew if I didn't change my attitude, I was going to die. And so all of a sudden, I was sitting there, I think it was August, I was sitting there and I was thinking, what is wrong with me? What is this feeling? And all of a sudden I went, oh my God, I am profoundly unhappy. And I had never experienced anything that bad in my entire life. Because normally I'm pretty happy, no matter what happens, you know. I might not be happy while it's happening, but, you know, I maintain balance pretty well. So to feel that depth of feeling and not even recognize what it was pretty funny. But when I finally recognized it, I said to myself, oh boy, self, you know, you better, like, get on the shtick here, or you're not going to be around. Because when you sit and contemplate how rotten your life is, and how much you hate what you're going through, and I had a lot of stuff I had to go through that fell into my lap that I really didn't want to deal with. It was beyond emotional. It was, you know, legal stuff and everything else I had to deal with, and I was not prepared for that. But I dealt with it. And I realized I had to make that choice, a conscious choice to live, to stay on the planet. And so I started doing that. You know, I made sure I meditated every day. I prayed. And I spent time doing things that were going to bring me joy. And so I thought I was doing pretty good, you know, as we came into December. And I wasn't. I ended up in the hospital with blood clots, really bad. And it was not only in my legs, but my lungs were filled. Now, I had them mostly cleared when I went to the hospital because the air handler had a leak. And in Arizona, we have air handlers that use Freon for both heating and cooling. It's a heat pump. And so it's different than what you would get back east or in the really colder areas where you just have a heater. Well, out here we have heater air conditioners, and they're usually heat pumps because they're the most efficient. However, they use Freon. And so mine had malfunctioned, and I had Freon poisoning. And, of course, I went to the hospital, and they called Colorado to the poison control and were told that I was insane because that was impossible. And when they told me this, I said, really, where did you call? Colorado? They said, yeah, how did you know that? I said, they don't have heat pumps there. And anyway, then they checked a few other things and discovered that I was, you know, kind of in a world of hurt. So there I was the day before the party, December 22nd, in the hospital. And I was having my heart monitored and everything else, and they were doing their best to make me bleed to death in there. And, you know, it was just ridiculous. But anyway, I was there for over a week. And so I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to do about this party? I mean, I invited all these people. It's a couple days before Christmas. There's no way I'm going to be able to reach everybody. They're all running around like maniacs trying to buy their last-minute Christmas presents and all kinds of stuff. And so I was like, wow, okay, I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to get these friends of mine to give the party without me because I got the food, I got the booze, I got the really interesting people. I mean, I had doctors and lawyers and pharmacists and pilots and CIA agents and teachers and nurses, and I had this great mix of people, and I knew these people were really going to have fun talking to each other. And so I just decided just to let the party run. So my friends did the party, and I was getting phone calls all night from people going, what are you doing in the hospital? And I said, you know, it wasn't my plan. It just kind of happened that way. And the funniest phone calls that I got were the ones that said, this is the absolute best party I have ever been to. where the hostess didn't appear. And I said, that is the best party I've ever given that I haven't been at. So that's my story about the party. Anyway, everybody had a great time. They did the little ceremony, you know, with the candles, and they were having a great time, not only eating and drinking, but just being fascinated with meeting different people than they would normally meet. You can do something like that too, and it doesn't have to be expensive. You know, you can have everybody bring a potluck dish or whatever, bring whatever they want to drink. You know, just make it something easy and have some fun, okay? This is not meant to be a time of terrible stress. It turns out to be that way because people are focused on the wrong thing. So if you concentrate on making it fun and doing things you love to do, you'll get some of that Christmas spirit back. Okay, Christmas is not about buying the right gift for somebody, although the merchants would love if you would think that. That's not what it's about. Now let me tell you another story. When I was first married a long time ago to my first husband, and yes, there have been a few, their family would give each other a list of exactly what they wanted. And I looked at this list and I said, wow, there's nothing on there for less than $20. Holy moly. And I said, you guys do this all the time? And they said, oh yeah. I said, I'm not doing that. And my husband said, what? And I said, no, I'm going to make things for everybody. And being very creative, I decided, yeah, okay, this is going to be good. I made all kinds of stuff. I made candlestick holders. I made little decoupage boxes. I did paintings. I did jewelry. I did all kinds of stuff and took care of the whole family, right? So we get there on Christmas, and the people are opening their presents, and their faces fell because they thought for sure they were going to get something on their list. And they were like sneering and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I just watched all this and I thought, wow, isn't that interesting? They don't realize the effort that I put into this and that I really got to know the things that they liked and made that into a handmade gift. And, you know, these were not schlock presents, okay? I'm pretty good at creating things. I always have been. And so, I mean, I had a career as an artist as well. So, you know, these are not schlock. So, anyway, that was the Christmas debacle. So the next year, I caved in and went ahead and bought whatever what was on everybody's list. This time, their faces fell again. And they said, you didn't make us anything? And I started laughing. I said, you made such a big stink about it the year before that I didn't think that you liked it. And what turned out was, yeah, they'd given their lists out, but they had all started to make things for each other. So I started this whole tradition of the family members doing what they did best and, you know, making little things. And the little kids, you know, would make like coupon booklets, you know, for hugs and things like that. And it was just really heartwarming to see how that changed. But it was so funny because it was just, you know, pulling the rug out from under them. But it brought the Christmas spirit back. And they realized the value of that as they use these items throughout the years. So what I'm saying to you is find something that's going to be a new tradition. Get that Christmas spirit back. You know, no matter what religion you are, the holidays are really about celebrating the solstice. And now I'm probably going to get, you know, a lot of the Western religion people mad at me now, but it's a pagan holiday, okay? Deal with it. What happened was the church came in and usurped the holiday because they had to get all these pagans believing in the church view. Now, I'm saying that as a Christian, okay? And I love the one that we call Jesus Christ more than you could ever imagine. I've met him, spoken with him, sat in the auditoriums listening to him on the other side. So it's not that I'm against that teacher or what he represents, okay? That's my favorite one. What I'm against is an organization coming in and creating something so that they could become wealthy. I'm against dogma. I'm against anything that closes your mind to reality. Because the reality, if you could really see what's real, Wow, it'd blow your mind. You'd probably sit in a corner for a while going, bleep, bleep, bleep. So there is a lot of really interesting things out there, people. So what I noticed with this stuff going on lately is, everybody's having a hard time. Yeah, it's a money thing. And yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on that's difficult. And maybe you're worried that the world's going to end on December 21st. It's not. Okay. There'll be some changes, yes. But when we get through all these changes, it'll be all for the better. It's going to take a while. I think they figure 30 or 40 years to get through these changes. But that's no excuse to not enjoy the moments that you have now. Because what if you don't make it past Christmas? Not because of the end of the world scenario, but because you weren't watching when you went across the street. Or some drunk driver comes along. Or something happens, and people die peacefully in their sleep all the time, or have heart attacks in the middle of the night and never wake up, or strokes or whatever. So what if you go through something like that and you did not enjoy every moment of your life because you're worried about something that might happen in the future? So let me remind you that the past is gone, the future is not yet, and all you have is now. So I suggest that you work on getting a little Christmas spirit and enjoy this holiday season. And remember, it's about spreading joy and love, not about what you can buy or provide for someone. It's meant to bring us all together. It's a celebration of light and the beings of light and love. In creation are the most amazing, wonderful beings. And guys, we're part of that. We are beings of light and love too. We just kind of got stuck here in prison for whatever reason. Maybe we were really bad. I don't know. I don't remember that part. But we are beings of light. And we have to have light to survive. We have to have love to survive. And, maybe as an adult you don't think so, but I can tell you there have been plenty of studies done of little babies who were orphaned, who were not picked up, not cuddled or anything, pretty much ignored, and they have failure to thrive. They died. They needed to be touched and loved. And so, as you go through this holiday season, think about that. Think about what you can do to bring that light of joy into somebody else's eyes. And you know what? You're going to find out that you're having fun too. See, that's what we call secondary reinforcement. You go do something for somebody else, and pretty soon you're smiling. And you can do something crazy funny too. I can remember when my sister was in high school, she started going and taking photos with Santa every year. And she just had a great time. She laughed her butt off. And she kept doing that into her 20s, just going and sitting on Santa's lap and taking the picture. And pretty soon, a lot of other people started doing that too. Do something that's fun. If you're near an ice skating rink, go ice skating, or go someplace and have a nice cup of hot chocolate. Or one of the things I did one year was I went down to the Phoenix Zoo to Zoo Lights. And that's really a lot of fun. If you're down in the area and you haven't done that yet, really go do it. It really is fun. It's beautiful. And one of the things they had was there was a bridge from one area to another, big wide bridge. And they had these lights way at the top of these huge light poles. And they were moving. And it was, different colors and, just different patterns and things like that. And so I was working on bringing more fun into my life. So I thought, wow, look at this. There's light and it's movement and it's kind of fun. And I started playing like a little kid. And the people I was with thought I was completely nuts. And I was like, look, now I'm over here. Oh, there's green over there. And I would go jump, and I was doing this for maybe a half a minute. And these kids that were all around stopped what they were doing and they looked at me. And they all came running over from all directions and said, hey, can I play too? I said, sure. And they said, how do you play? And I said, you see this color? okay, green, everybody jump on green. And so everybody ran to a green. Blue, everybody ran to a blue. Red, you know. And we just kept doing that. I laughed myself silly. My cheeks hurt. I was laughing so hard. And the kids were laughing. We had a great time. Meanwhile, my very cool friends, you know, had walked off to the side. They didn't want to be known as my friends. And I just laughed and laughed and laughed. I had more fun. So it's little things like that. That didn't cost me anything extra. And I involved a bunch of other people. And you know what? I came away from that with much more Christmas spirit than I had when I walked in. Now, I had to have some, or I guess I wouldn't have shown up in the first place, right? So there's lots of things you can do. You know, if your town has, like, you know, the Christmas tree lighting ceremony in the town square, go do that. You know, if you have an ice skating rink, go do that. You know, whatever. Go find something to do. Go see some Christmas plays. Or, you know, rent a bunch of really great Christmas movies, you know, and start watching those. And not necessarily on TV, because then you got to put up with all the commercials, and then you start to get depressed because you can't afford all the stuff that they're hyping on the commercials. Remember, this is the merchant's big push for the whole year, but that doesn't mean you have to pay attention. Okay, now if you're a merchant, I'm sorry, but, you know, Christmas is really about love, not about what you can buy. And, you know, I sympathize. You know, I understand everybody's got to make a buck. But the fact is that anytime you're turning it into something that's all about money, you just lost the game. And it's called the game of life. So if you take a little time to find something Christmassy to do, you know, put some jingle bells on or something. I remember as a teenager, I loved to put jingle bells on my shoelaces. Drove my mother crazy. She hated it because every place I went to, it was like, jing, 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 jing. We all loved it. All of us teenagers, you know, we thought that was the coolest thing because we were making music every place we went. And you can also do other things, you know, like get little ornaments to play a tune, get cards that, you know, do a Christmas carol when you open them up. And one of the things that I just got that's kind of freaking people out is I got these holiday doormats. They play like 30 Christmas carols. And so I put them under the regular doormat. You step on it, and it plays the whole carol for about a minute. And people are shocked. And they're looking around going, where is that coming from? And I'm like, well, you're standing on it. And I totally love it because it reminds people, hey, yeah, you know, it's the holidays. And we haven't had time to decorate yet. And, you know, hopefully we'll get some time to do that. But, you know, you can start putting up your decorations too. I suggest you start with lights. Because as we go into the longest nights of the year, light will help you to feel less alone and less depressed, face it. Especially if you live up in the dark north, you know, you got a lot of clouds, a lot of snow, something like that. You need something to really brighten up your life, especially if you're sensitive to seasonal affective disorder, which is a lack of light. And it can make you really, really depressed. So the cure for that is natural sunlight lamps. So you can do that if you're not that affected by it. You know, LED lights work really well. Christmas twinkle lights, you know, whatever. You know, it doesn't have to be really elaborate. Just get some and string them up, you know, and light them up every night. Put a little candle, candle lights in the window that are battery operated. Not real candles. The problem with real candles is you really have to watch them because, you know, if you could have a Christmas tragedy if you're not watching. So I would prefer that people use the little electric candles. And then it kind of brightens up the neighborhood too. Do whatever it is that you have to do to bring some of that Christmas spirit back. And to remind yourself, you know, hey, this doesn't have to be hectic. It's not supposed to be hectic. It's supposed to be a time of rest. Everything goes to rest now. So what you want to do is you want to look for vegetables that are in the ground. So this is where your root vegetables really come into play. And it's because everything's going within during the wintertime in order to rest. And don't think that humans don't have to do that too. So it's a time to sleep more. Not a time to get frenetic and be out there, you know, trying to try to survive on 3 hours of sleep a day. It's more a time for resting and contemplating. And, you know, the springtime will be here soon enough. In the meantime, be gentle with yourself. You know, take a bubble bath. And by the way, guys can take bubble baths too. You know, let yourself feel like a little kid again. Because I guarantee you, guys, when you're little kids, yeah, I bet you love to take a bubble bath. And, you know, one of the things that can help too is get yourself some little kid soap bubbles, you know. Blow some soap bubbles while you're in the bathtub. You know, because we all have that little inner child within us that needs to be nourished. And so who cares if you don't look cool while you're doing this? I mean, seriously? Would you rather be cool or would you rather be happy? So, I think, you know, bubble bath might be in order, guys. So, little things like that. You know, make yourself a nice cup of hot chocolate. And even if it's instant, go get yourself some good instant chocolate, like Ghirardelli or something like that. You know, rather than the really cheap stuff, if you can. You know, you can find things on clearance and things. And, you know, get yourself some cinnamon sticks to put in your tea or your coffee. Look at nuts. You know, nuts are pretty much a staple for the holidays. So you're looking at root vegetables, you're looking at nuts, apples, you know, things like that. And doing comfort food does not mean that you have to gain weight. You can do comfort food in small batches. You can make a new comfort food. And it seems like, you know, a lot of people's comfort food is like, you know, grilled cheese and tomato soup. Tons of calories, tons of fat. But the major problem is the wheat that they put in the prepared tomato soups. You might think about switching to something like lentil soup, which, by the way, gets rid of belly fat. Did you know that? Dr. Oz had that on. And it was lentil soup and red bell peppers. There was something else, too. I forgot what it was now. But those two things, for sure. So just find a little different tradition for yourself. You know, make yourself happy. You know, and this is your big chance to wear your Christmas colors, too. So, you know, I mean, if you're the type that's going to go around saying, bah, humbug, well, then stay home, okay? Don't go bah, humbug on somebody else. Just realize that it's really about the festival of light. And so whatever religion you are, I bet if you look at the roots of your religion, you're going to find it's all about light, not about dogma. And, you know, Christians go through this thing all the time. They go, oh, Christmas is Jesus' birthday. No, it's not. It's in January. Okay? So what we're talking about is the Festival of Lights, you know? That's what this is all about. So more light into your life now is going to help you to feel happier. If you go with the rhythms of nature, you know, rest as much as you can, but when you're awake, bring light in a pleasant way. And one of the things you can do if you're having trouble sleeping because of all the frenetic activity going on is dim the lights down about an hour or two before you go to bed, preferably two. And what you want is kind of orange, red, you know, kind of a dim yellow, not really bright yellow. You want to mimic firelight. When you do that, you're tapping into the ancient cue to go to sleep. And so that will actually help your brain to start setting everything up, producing more melatonin so that you can go to sleep easier and you sleep better. And one of the things you can do is get yourself some of the flickering LED candles. And you can get them in, you know, firelight colors. You can get them in changing colors, all kinds of stuff. But they flicker. And it's that flickering red, orange, yellow light that actually triggers your body to produce more melatonin. So whatever you can do with that. I have a little fireplace log insert that I got years ago from Home Depot. And I think it was $40. So it looks like logs. And you plug it in, and it has a little fan. And so it has those kind of iridescent flame-looking things, you know, that the fan then kicks up. And it has foil in there so it crackles. And the little LED lights and stuff. And so you're looking at it, it looks like fire. And it's really comforting to put that on. It doesn't put any heat out. You could put it any place. And, you know, it gives you the crackle of the fire with all the flickering lights and everything, and you would swear it's putting out heat, but it isn't. So there's all kinds of stuff like that you can do. You can probably find a lot of stuff at the party store, too, if you're in a large city. If you go to one of the party stores, like around Halloween, they had all those torchier candles, you know, that are the same type of thing. And it looks pretty realistic, you know. It's just kind of a way to fool your body, you know, and have a little bit more fun with life. So there's that. The other thing you can do is create Christmas cookies. And, you know, it's best to do that with kids because they really get into it. If you want to know how to enjoy Christmas, have some kids around, and they'll help you. And ask them to show you how to really enjoy Christmas. And, like, I've done things where I have asked kids to show me how to play. And I'll look at them and I'll say, guys, I don't remember how to play. Could you help me? And they're like, sure. And, you know, it's really interesting. You just kind of get caught up in their little fantasy world, and it's fun. So you can do stuff like that. You can find something that's interesting to do. Create a new hobby. One year, I decided I wanted to make some, you know, those salt dough figurines. I have a friend who loved teddy bears. And I thought, okay, I am going to make her Christmas ornaments for her tree. That's all salt dough teddy bears. And so I had teddy bear ballerinas. I had nurses. She was a nurse, so I made her lots of nurses. And I had, I've forgotten what else I had on there, cowboys and all kinds of things that I made out of salt dough. And she was so shocked when she opened up this box. She said, oh my God, they just kept coming. She said, layer after layer after layer. I said, yeah, it was really fun. I occupied myself. I listened to Christmas carols. And, you know, did this little project. And the other thing that I did is I used to make a thing called fire starters. They're really easy to make. You take leftover paper, gift wrap, you save it through the year. You get some pine cones, you know, crushed pine cones and things, or some pine needles that are dried. You get leftover incense, and you take those leftover candles that you never know what to do with. They're down at the bottom. They don't burn well anymore. And you start shaving off some wax. You just put a little tiny bit of wax in, like, you know, just a couple shavings. And you put a little bit of incense, and then you put these little kindling things, whatever you've got around, sawdust shavings, you know, if you've got that around, whatever. And you just wrap it up in the gift wrap, and you tie it, you know, with a little ribbon. And you can make a ton of these things, and they're really easy to make. You can make them while you're sitting there watching TV. And then you put them in a decorative box, and you give them to people along with a little thing of fireplace matches. It's so easy to start a fire with those things, and people absolutely love them because they smell good. They've got the incense in them. The colors, the dyes in the paper will make the fire burn a different color. If somebody's got a wood stove or anything like that, you can also put in some of the creosote burning stuff, you know, that'll clean the chimney while it's working. So there's all kinds of little things you can do that don't have to cost a lot of money. They might take a little time, but believe me, when you hit on something and you find that it's a big hit, you'll be doing it year after year. So my big hits were usually the fire starters and Italian cookies. And now I had to have a guy come and help me with the Italian cookies, because when you make biscotti, it's hard to make, you know, especially when you put a lot of hazelnuts in it. Very hard to stir. So I had to have a big, strong guy there stirring the pot for me when I was making those. But it was fun. So you've got time now, okay? We're at the beginning. We're in the first week of December. You've got time to make something, to occupy yourself with fun stuff, and to start to lift your spirits. This is really important, okay? We can change the world by keeping our spirits lifted. No matter what's happening around us, if you can stay in the state of joy, in the state of love, and embody more light, you can actually change the world. So check that out, you know. See what you can do to help yourself and others to be happier. And, you know, if you don't know what to do, you could go to the retirement homes. And, you know, you can go ahead and help with that. help some little old people write some letters. You know, whatever. What's going to help somebody else? If you go outside of yourself, you'll forget about your problems. You know, find a way to do some kind of service that's going to uplift someone else's heart, that's going to help them to have a happier holiday. And you would be surprised. You know, I've seen some people be really depressed and go out and start helping somebody else, and pretty soon their depression lifts. So if you're one of those that's sitting around depressed during these holidays and you absolutely hate the holidays, that's your choice, okay? So I'm suggesting that you choose something different. Choose to enjoy yourself. Choose to enjoy the holidays, and to realize that, hey, this is the one time when most of the world is actually feeling pretty peaceful and happy with other people. And, oh, that reminds me. With the lunar eclipse that we had last week, there are a lot of people that are feeling completely at peace now. And after all the stuff that we've been through, it's so nice to have that. So don't lose that, okay? If you're one of those people that felt that, or you feel that no matter what chaos is going around you, you still feel strangely peaceful deep within, hold that. Hold on to that. That's really important. And boost that as much as you can by doing these little Christmassy activities. And, you know, maybe socialize a little bit more. But, you know, not with somebody who's sick, okay? If they're sick, protect yourself. Because this is when we have more colds and flu. And it's really because we're closed in and the air is recirculated and things like that. Which reminds me, you need to up your vitamin C. And if you're not taking at least a couple thousand milligrams of vitamin C daily right now, you should be. You want to make sure you're getting some D3. That's vitamin D3. You want to take it with a heavy meal with fat in it so it absorbs better, so you get more bang for your buck. And you also want to be taking about 100 to 150 milligrams of zinc weekly. If you're around people that are sick, or if you're starting to get sick, then you need to take it every day for about a week. You can also use colloidal silver. Usually about one teaspoon of colloidal silver a week is enough. If you're in the active phase of an illness, you might want to take a teaspoon every day, sometimes more. So you have to see how it works for you. It is a heavy metal, though, so you don't want to overdo it on the silver. The other thing is that you can take echinacea, but only if you're not sick. If you're sick, it's too late. And what will happen if you're taking echinacea when you've already got a cold or a flu is that cold or flu will last twice as long, if not longer, but it won't be as severe. So I'm one of those people who likes to get it over with right here and right now. So I don't like anything that's going to prolong sickness. I get too impatient, you know, so I'd rather really suffer for about a week and be done with it rather than be stuck with the thing hanging on for a month. But, you know, do what you have to do. But I'm here to tell you that echinacea does not work to really lessen a cold very much, or the flu. You got to take it on a regular basis. So if you're not taking it yet and you're healthy, you might want to add that to your repertoire. So those are the main things. Also, you want to do something that is going to keep your energy up. Now, one of the things that really helps is rhodiola. Rhodiola normalizes your hormones. And so you normally take about 300 milligrams of rhodiola 3 times a day. Just space it out. So like usually about between 6 and 8 a.m. when your steroid hormones start to ramp up. Then in mid-afternoon, like about 2 or 3, and then right before you go to bed. That will help you to keep everything kind of on an even keel so you don't become nutso. Some people really shouldn't entertain, and during the holidays it gets really bad. So if you're one of those people that everything has to be perfect and you can't even enjoy yourself, first of all, take stock of what you're doing. Because it's ridiculous to do that. And yes, that's a judgment, but I've seen more people get into stupid accidents and hurt themselves and others because of this kind of stress. It's totally unnecessary. Okay? If you're getting batty like that, go someplace else. Don't entertain. Because believe me, you make everybody around you miserable when you do that kind of stuff. I'm one of those people that's really easy at entertaining. However, I have friends and family that are not. And they kind of freak out. And so I just kind of start to distance myself from them, you know, during the holidays. I'm like, yeah, you know, I think I'm, you know, I'm just going to sit by myself because it's a lot more pleasant. And, you know, you have a choice, people. We'll get into, on another program, we'll get into, you know, whether you should be going out with family or not during this time. That's a whole other discussion. So for right now, I just want to help you start to get into the Christmas spirit so you can enjoy it. And, you know, find something to do every day. Like go look at a Christmas display. Go, ooh, ah, wow, isn't that beautiful? And, you know, if you have cable TV, you've probably seen HGTV. They put on quite a bunch of stuff for the holidays. Just amazing decorations and different ways that people celebrate. You know, check out how other people in other cultures celebrate. You know, maybe try something new. So there's all kinds of things you can do. So I would encourage you to start now. You know, start tomorrow. Start tonight if you want to. You know, look up the recipe for salt dough and make yourself some ornaments, you know, or go buy some styrofoam balls and some ribbons and things and start decorating some ornaments. Or get some glass balls and some glass paint. Start painting some ornaments, you know, whatever. Find something to do. I used to make paper. I would get butcher paper, the white stuff, and I would cut a potato in a Christmassy type thing, like a Christmas tree or ornaments or reindeer or something like that. And you dip it into tempera paint, or these days acrylic, or, you know, whatever you've got. And you make your own Christmas paper. So you can do stuff like that. There's lots of different things you can do. So just look around. There's lots of craft places. Different hobby places carry all kinds of stuff around Christmas time, and they would love to sell it to you. Just be careful you don't go too hog wild. And, you know, just remember, the idea is to have fun, people. Lots of fun. Okay, keep it light, keep it happy, but, you know, keep it something that, you know, is going to be a memory for you, a good memory, especially if you have bad memories around Christmas. And I'll never forget, I have had a cousin who basically went nuts every holiday, and she had a couple boys, and her husband was in the army. And, I mean, they had to, like, hide in fear for their lives. The husband would go out and sleep in the boat underneath the tarp in the garage to hide from her because of the horrible scenarios that she would tell him that she wanted to do to him and the kids. I mean, we're talking certifiable, okay? So they did not have good holidays. And I used to feel so sorry for those boys. I mean, have anything normal or even close to normal. And I mean, you know, she would do stuff like she'd be running around just in her underpants and in front of her kids, and, you know, just it was horrendous, and screaming and, you know, putting the music up like way too loud, not letting anybody sleep. And, you know, if you have that kind of a situation going on in your home, wow, I'll tell you, you have my sympathy on that. But do what you got to do to change it so it's not so bad, you know, especially if you have kids, because that can ruin the holidays for the rest of your life. So if you're one of those, then you got to really put some concentrated effort into it. But you can do it. You can get past it. And just find things to do that you love to do. And, you know, do a little service for others, do little stuff that you like to do for yourself, go do some enjoyable things, meet some new people, you know, go join some group that's going out caroling, even if you can't sing. I mean, you know, I used to have people rush into the shower to save me when I was singing in the shower, so believe me, I was not really welcome at a caroling party. But I just tried to keep it down, you know, and I'd go along with the rest of the carolers and go ring doorbells, and, you know, people would give us hot chocolate and cookies and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And that's the fun of growing up in kind of a small town. But you can still do that in your neighborhoods, you know, or maybe get the neighbors together and have like a little potluck holiday party, you know, and just make it easy. You know, there's plenty of places that stay open and will cater a meal for you for Christmas. So you can do that, or you can do the potluck thing, but make it easy. You know, go get some holiday paper plates or something so you don't have to be stuck in the kitchen doing dishes all night. You know, find out what's going to work for you and just have a good time with it. So now next week, what we're going to be talking about is more how to avoid the holiday craziness. It's going to be a little bit more serious next week. This week's more about fun, you know, and getting prepared. And then we'll get into the nitty-gritty of what do you do with those relatives and friends that are jerks, you know, that are trying to grab all the attention for themselves because they're so unhappy. And so I'll have some hints for you with that. But for this week, you know, let's get a little holiday spirit going, okay? It doesn't matter what your religion is. You know, you can still celebrate the Festival of Lights. It doesn't matter if you're an atheist. You know, so, like, pull your nose down out of the air if you're one of those. And, you know, just realize, hey, it's all about nature, okay? We're going through the darkest nights of the year, and we're going to come out the other side on the solstice, which is usually, like I said, the 22nd or 23rd. I don't know what day it's on this year. But do a little Festival of Lights, you know, and just realize, hey, it's going to start to get brighter after this. You know, we'll have the light back. Pretty soon it'll be spring. It'll be growing season. It'll be new beginnings. You know, so enjoy this time of year. Enjoy what nature is doing, which is kind of, you know, kind of kicking back. And everything goes below ground and goes into creating for the spring. You know, we've had the fall. The fall is when you store everything up. You have the harvest. And so you make sure you have enough food. The trees are all doing that, you know, making sure they have enough food to last through the winter and to do their growth in the spring. So if you think of a human being as that too, you know, I mean, people joke about putting on a few pounds for the winter. And, you know, up north, you probably have to do that to survive. And people used to have to do that to survive in the cold climates. We usually don't have that problem now. So you might want to take off a few pounds for the winter. But in any case, if you get a little bit gentler with yourself, allow yourself to rest. You know, you don't have to answer every phone call, unless that's your job. But then when you go home, you know, you probably don't want to talk on the phone. But take the time just to rest and to be gentle with yourself and to do the things that are nurturing. Okay, this is your big time to do that because the body wants to rest. So if you're feeling really tired, okay, that's normal. It just means that you have to pay attention to what nature is doing because we are creatures of nature too. So because we're in these bodies, we kind of have to pay attention to what's happening out in nature. The more removed you are from nature, the more trouble you're going to be in. So all you techno geeks out there, I know techno stuff is really fun. I kind of have a techno geek side as well, but that's not where the real life is. And your body needs to be nourished. So during this time, take that time. You know, do your foot care. Do baths. Do, you know, candlelight dinners. You know, whatever. Just find something to do that's interesting and fun. Don't just plop down in front of the TV if you're by yourself, you know, with your TV dinner and your bottle of booze. because that's kind of a dangerous road. So, yes, rest, be gentle with yourself, but also socialize. And however you have to do it, if you're homebound, then the telephone is your lifeline. And with Skype and a little webcam, you know what? You can keep in touch with everybody. If you can't afford a webcam, but you do have a computer connection, you know, you can join FreeCycle. If you go to freecycle.com and look for the FreeCycle in your area, you can put a wanted notice out there. You know, wanted webcam, used computer, whatever. And people will just give you stuff because they're just purging things out of their homes, getting new things. And, you know, a FreeCycle in Sedona is really fun. I've gotten some really interesting things. I got a freezer, I got a yogurt maker. I gave away a couple big truck tires and gave away a desk. You know, it's just it's kind of fun, you know, to have this little community stuff going on. So I hope that has helped you to have some ideas of how to get yourself back into that Christmas spirit. And go play the music that you love. And you know what? Like I said before, it may sound silly, but sing. Sing along with it. And, you know, just have a good time with that. Find records of, well, I'm dating myself there, right? Records. Find CDs or online music that you love. Sing along. Who cares whether you have a voice for it or not? It's all about bringing light into you, increasing your light, making your heart light, and taking the negative stuff out of your brain, you know, removing that stinking thinking and getting yourself into a better frame of mind. Remember, it's a choice. So no matter what's going on, you can choose to change it. So if you do so, you'll be happier. So sing along to your Christmas carols, you know, put some jingle bells on your shoes, you know, whatever it's going to take. Go find some kids to make snow angels with. There's lots of things you can do. Okay, so I hope that that has helped everybody have a little bit more joy. And I hope you're going to go out and take some of these suggestions and have a good time and spread a little Christmas cheer or Hanukkah cheer or Kwanzaa cheer or, you know, whatever kind of cheer you want to spread. You know, take the time to go do that. Tis the season. Okay? And if you haven't done a Festival of Light ceremony before, you might want to try that. It is fun. It's really kind of neat to get some friends together and do that, you know, and just realize that, you know, we come together to bring more light to each other. And so the Festival of Lights is celebrated all over the world because you know what? We're all people. We're all on this planet together. So however you want to celebrate it, remember, celebration is fun, or it should be. If it's not, go do something else. It's up to you. Okay, now, the show has been brought to you by starlights.com. That's starlights.com. And by alternativecancer.us. So please do check out the sponsors. They have some wonderful things to help you. And until next week, as usual, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty night.